This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, please stop listening now. Hi, folks, and welcome to the 9th episode of my podcast. Today, I'm going to read for you an excerpt from my book, The Study. But first, I want to remind you of my other podcast, Arter's Erotic Reflections. You can find that show on my podcast page on arterotica.com. That's ArdorOtica.com. And you can also find the feed for that show on iTunes. Apple doesn't allow podcasts with adult themes and explicit language, so that podcast is a bit more introspective. I talk about my crazy ideas on sex and gender roles. I also talk a little bit about what goes into the writing of some of my stories. On this podcast, however, I can say whatever the fuck I like, because no one is looking over my shoulder. I can really let go and talk like an adult about adult subjects. So, what do I have for you this episode? First off, I want to remind you all about my upcoming Kickstarter campaign for The Giant Alien Women of Planet Xur. I'm going to make a real, printed, paper-bound book. Not only will it be professionally printed and edited, but it will have brand new content. I'm going to add more text to the main story, and I'll add a second bonus chapter. The better the Kickstarter campaign does, the more content I'm going to add to the book. If the campaign does well enough, I'm willing to write you people enough hot, nasty, female-dominant, alien-pegging sex that you'll blow a friggin' fuse and ruin your wardrobe for a month solid. So, the book will be everything you can find on Amazon, but, and here's the important part, well, outside of the hot alien femdom sex, of course, the printed book will have, at the very least, twice the content that you'll find nowhere else. So, even if you've read the ebook, there will be plenty of new, never-seen-before story to read. You can check out the campaign before it goes live at http://goo.gl/HTTP://GOO.GL/HAPITAL-H-CAPITAL-A4E. God. Okay, don't worry. There's going to be an easy-to-click-on link in the show notes, and there's one on my homepage right under the pretty picture. There's also a sample chapter on my website on the Femdom page, and in Arterotica podcast number 8, I read you a different sample chapter from the book. So there's plenty to do over at my website. Go check it out. I think you'll be glad you did. Okay, enough business. Let's get to what you're all really here for, some hot, dirty stories. The Study, an excerpt from Chapter 3. Several hours later, I drove my car into the parking lot of a small apartment building. After I parked, I got out of my car and checked the address against the card Tara had given me. I was at the right place. I walked up to Tara's apartment and knocked on her door. After a few seconds, she cracked open the door. Her head and body blocked the entranceway. She looked at me and asked, "Do you remember what you're supposed to do upon entering my apartment?" "Undress completely?" I asked. "That's right," Tara said with a smile. "I'm so looking forward to seeing you naked again." Then Tara stepped out into the hallway, closed the door behind her, and kissed me. Her hands went around my body and grabbed my ass roughly. She pressed herself up against my body and the chastity device. After a moment or two, she broke the kiss and said, "I love making out with a caged and unplugged boy. We're going to have so much fun tonight, Lewis." Then Tara molded her body to mine as she kissed me again. She pawed at my ass, her breast rubbed up against my chest. Her lower belly rubbed up against my caged dick. Mandy had left me horny, but Tara had me twice as worked up in just 3 minutes as I stood at her door. I was almost afraid to think about what might happen once I was inside it. While Tara did have the key to the chastity device, I knew I wasn't supposed to come until tomorrow night. I wondered if I could talk her out of that somehow. Louis, Tara said as she broke the kiss. I think we should take this inside before some of my neighbors see something they shouldn't, don't you?
Yeah, that might be a good idea, I said as I squeezed my muscles around the butt plug.
Tara smiled when she felt my ass move. There's a wooden box with a padlock just inside the front door. I want you to put all your clothes in there and then lock them up. You won't need them until you leave, at which time I'll give you the key. Understood?
Yes.
Good boy. Here's one other thing you'll need to know, Tara said before she kissed me again. Her lips pressed softly, sensuously against mine. Her body slowly undulated against me. Then she said, a friend of mine is in there. I want to impress her with your obedience. I want her to see what a good boy you are. She won't be staying long, and she won't say anything to anyone about what she sees. Can you show her what an obedient boy you really are?
You mean you want me to get naked in front of her? I asked nervously.
Yes, Louis. I want you to come inside, undress, and then kneel at my feet, Tara said, and then she kissed me again. My dick tried to get hard inside the device. It squeezed me tightly and made me moan into her mouth. Tara broke the kiss, smiled at me, and asked, you like the idea, don't you? It turns you on. Unable to say the words, I just shook my head yes. Good boy, she said with a happy smile. I think we may have to talk about a little private study of our own after all this is over. Then, without giving me a chance to respond, she grabbed me by the hand and led me into her apartment. Once inside, I saw that there was a woman who sat on the couch. I couldn't bring myself to really look at her, though. I was just too embarrassed. Instead, I looked for the wooden box Tara had spoken of before. When she let go of my hand, I walked over to it and focused on what I had to do, undress. The box Tara had talked about was a nice little piece of furniture. It was made out of dark, polished wood with nice brass hardware. There was a latch on the box, as Tara had said, a long rectangular piece of metal hung on a hinge over a ring that the lock went through. The lock hung open from the ring. I lifted up the rectangular piece of metal and opened the top. Inside, there was a little shelf that was half the width of the box. It could slide from left to right on a wooden ledge on each side of the box. The tray at the top is for your shoes. Put your clothes in the box underneath so they don't get dirty, Tara instructed. Yes, ma'am, I said as I looked down into the box and felt my heart start to pound in my chest. This was really going to happen. I was going to do this. I was going to undress completely in front of two women. My hands shook a little as I pulled my shirt over my head. I folded it quickly and placed it in the bottom of the box. Next, I took off my shoes and socks. I placed both of them in the box. I started to look over my shoulder at Tara to see if she really wanted me to go through with this. Then I remembered that I would also have to look at the strange woman who sat on the couch next to her. I knew that if my eyes met hers, I'd probably lose my nerve. I stopped halfway, looked back down at the button on my jeans, and then took a deep breath. I had my back to both women. When I took down my pants, they'd be able to see the butt plug up my ass. Tara, a woman I saw every week in class, and a complete stranger, was about to see me naked and plugged. My dick tried to get hard inside the chastity device. It could only get about half hard before my dick was squeezed tightly in the plastic tube. The sensation was frustrating, but also got me incredibly horny. It was like a perfect form-fitting fist that squeezed my half-hard dick from every direction. I tightened my ass around the invading butt plug just to feel it even more. Then I undid the button on my jeans and pushed them and my underwear to the ground. There was a small gasp from behind me. It must have come from the strange woman who sat next to Tara. Tara knew all about what was inside my pants. My face burned as I realized that this unknown woman must not have known that I was plugged. Did she know that my dick was caged, too? I guess I would find that out soon enough. I stepped out of my pants. As I lifted each leg, the butt plug moved inside me. The chastity device tugged and squeezed on my dick. My heart beat faster. My breathing already came shallow and faster. I folded my pants. Then, I put both of them and my underwear in the box. I took the lock out of the ring on the latch. I closed the top. The rectangular piece of metal fell into place, and I put the lock back through the ring. I held it there for just a second. Once I closed the lock,
my clothes would be out of reach. I would be at Tara's mercy until she gave me the key. A key whose location I didn't even know. Was it around her neck with the key to the chastity device? Was it in her pocket? Or was it hidden somewhere in the apartment that I might never find? Maybe it didn't even exist. Tara could have bought the lock and thrown away the key. Then I would be trapped here, naked, forever, at Tara's mercy. God, why did that turn me on so much? How did this even happen to me? Why did I like it so much? Realizing that I enjoyed being under the control of such strong, sexual women, but knowing that this wasn't the time to analyze it, I clicked the lock shut. Then, I turned around and walked over to Tara. As I walked, I felt the butt plug move in my ass. I felt the chastity device move around on my dick. I knew that they both could see it clearly as I came closer. I kept my eyes to the floor as I approached the two women. Then, I turned so that I faced Tara and knelt at her feet. "Very good, Lewis," Tara said as she ruffled my hair like I was a good puppy. "See, I told you he was obedient." "Yes, I can see that. A shame I didn't know about this side of you before, Lewis," the suddenly familiar female voice said. I slowly looked over to the woman who sat next to Tara. When I saw who it was, my eyes went wide and my mouth dropped open. The strange woman was Heidi. She and I were study partners. "You two know each other?" Tara asked with disbelief in her voice. "Yeah, Lewis and I are study partners," Heidi said with a smirk. Stunned, I just looked at Heidi, not knowing what to do. She now knew the deepest secret I didn't even know I had until earlier that day in class. I stammered, too stunned to put together a complete sentence. "Heidi, tell him it's okay," Tara said. "Huh?" Heidi asked as she looked over at Tara. "Tell him it's okay that you've seen him like this, that you're still his friend, and don't think any less of him," Tara said plainly. "Oh, of course," Heidi said as she turned to look back at me with a warm smile. "We're still friends, Lewis. I'm very familiar with the kind of games Tara likes to play with boys. I've even taken part in them now and again. So I'm not going to judge you." Thanks, I said as I looked up at her. Now, that's not how a naked boy says thanks to a woman, is it? Heidi asked Tara. "No, not at all," Tara said to Heidi. Then Tara looked at me and said, "Lewis, I want you to kiss Heidi's feet and then thank her properly." "Yes, ma'am," I said as I looked at Tara. I looked over to see Heidi smile at me expectantly. We just looked at each other for a few seconds. The entire dynamic between us had changed. I was now the naked boy at her feet instead of the equal study partner and schoolmate. My heart pounded in my chest and my breathing was ragged. Heidi raised her eyebrows at me and cocked her head as if to say, "Well?" I turned to my left and got on my hands and knees. I crawled in front of her and looked down at her feet. Neither of the women were dressed in very fancy clothes. Both wore jeans and just regular t-shirts. Tara was barefoot, while Heidi wore a pretty pair of flat sandals. I looked down at her feet. Then I leaned down, kissed her left foot, her right foot, looked up at her, and said, "Thank you for being so kind to me, Heidi." "You're very welcome, Lewis," Heidi said with a smile. "It's my pleasure." "Have you ever sucked on a woman's toes before, Lewis?" Tara asked me. I slowly shook my head no. "Come over here and give me a nice toe job," Tara commanded. I crawled over in front of Tara and looked down at her toes. She did have very pretty, dainty feet. Once again, this was something I never would have thought of on my own. Now that it stared me in the face, I found I liked the idea. Tara lifted the ball of her foot off the ground and pointed her toes up at me. I pressed my lips to her big toe and then brought it into my mouth. As I sucked on it, Tara said, "I know you weren't planning on staying long, but since you and Lewis are old friends, did you want to hang around for a little while longer? I have to inspect his cage and change out his butt plug." Oh God, I thought. With her toe still in my mouth, I looked up at Tara in disbelief. "You just keep sucking on that toe, mister. No one's interested in your opinion," Tara said sternly. Then Tara gave me a cute little smile. She blew me a kiss, and she turned back to Heidi for her answer. "Well, you know, I think I might like that. But I want Louis to invite me to stay, Heidi said. Once again, with Tara's toe in my mouth, I froze. Tara wiggled her toe to get my attention, and then asked, Louis, did you hear that? I looked up at both women and shook my head yes. So ask her, Tara commanded. I tried to talk, and Tara's toe got in the way. Both women laughed at me. Take your mouth off my toe, you silly boy, Tara said with a chuckle. I lifted my head up, just enough to take Tara's toe out of my mouth. Then I looked at Heidi and Tara. Humiliation washed over me as I met the eyes of both women. My dick threatened to get even harder inside the chastity device. Do you want Heidi to stay with us? Tara asked. I shook my head yes. You know, she's going to see you, ass in the air, legs spread when I check your butt plug, Tara reminded me. I bit my lower lip and shook my head yes. You want her to see you take it up the ass? You want to spread yourself out under Heidi's gaze? To show her how much you've learned to love taking it up the ass, don't you? Tara asked. My face burned like fire with embarrassment as I slowly shook my head yes. Well, then you'd better ask her nicely, Tara advised. I looked over at Heidi. She smiled at me warmly and then waited for me to say something. I really had to summon up all my courage to get the words to come out of my mouth. Eventually, I managed it, though. Heidi, would you please stay? I asked nervously. Well, what do you think? Did Heidi stay? You never know. Maybe she got offended and left. Nah, who am I kidding? Of course she stayed. And then, both Heidi and Tara did such wonderfully unspeakable things to Louis for the rest of the night. You have to get the book to find out exactly what, though. And believe me, it's well worth it. I went all out on this one. I even left some room for a sequel, or another bonus chapter. I haven't quite decided which way I'll go yet. Speaking of my writing, be on the lookout for announcements for lots of free stuff. I've been working hard at writing lots of kinky stories. When I start posting things, I'll announce it here, in my podcast, on my website, and in my blogs. I'll post to Twitter, Tumblr, and possibly even Hentai Foundry. Oh, and on FetLife. I don't think I've ever mentioned it, but I have a story group on there, Erotic Stories by Ardor. Drop by, you might find something you haven't seen before. So in searching the web for all things kinky, I came about an article on Vice.com about pegging. Now I'm sure any of you who spent time on my site or looking through my books know how I feel about pegging. I'm totally into it. I've been pegged in real life, and I've written more words about it than I could possibly count. I'm not claiming to be an all-knowing expert or anything. It's just something that I've fantasized about, written about, and have actually done in real life. So I feel I can speak with some authority about the subject. When I saw this article on Vice, my first thought was positive. I know Vice a tiny bit from their magazine, but mostly from their HBO show, which I've dubbed the show that I wish I couldn't watch. It's sort of like the news you need to know, but really wish you didn't. When I saw this article, I assumed it would be written with the same factual-based reality that I've seen on their other TV show. Instead, it was kind of a crazy ride that had some technical issues here and there. The whole reason I bring it up is because of a few lines, but this one, to start with. It's true what they say. With the right amount of drugs and lubricant, it can be heaven, but mostly it hurts. Wow. Anal sex should never hurt. It shouldn't even be uncomfortable. If it is, stop! You're doing it wrong. Anal sex is actually a lot of work. There's a lot of time and lube involved in a good butt-fucking. I don't care if the butt in question is male or female. Get some good quality lube in there. What type of lube depends upon the kind of sex toys you'll be using later. Then, start with fingers or a really slim vibrator. You may have to work your way up through a couple of different sized toys to get the butt in question ready. It also helps, especially if you have any concern at all for your partner, if they're really turned on. If you've got two hands, use both of them to get your partner ready. It's the least you can do. They're giving their butt up to you, for God's sakes. Come on! Now, you may be thinking that you've never seen any of that in all the anal videos you've watched. Porn is not sex education. It should not be used as a how-to manual. Well, there are a few, and by that I mean less than a handful, out of the zillions of porn you'll find on the net. Exceptions. Some of the things I've seen by Nina Hartley come to mind. But for the most part, porn is strictly for jerking off. That's all it should be used for. And here's another thing from the article I gotta touch on briefly. Men will fetishize anything. They're dogs. Sooner or later, they all howl. Ugh. This is kind of wrong and offensive. Sure, plenty of men are dogs. There's no point in denying that. But not all of us are. To simply slap a label on every guy is only going to encourage those who are dogs to act even worse, and discourage those who aren't to feel bad and go into hiding. If all you wind up with are dogs, stop and take a look at yourself. That goes for men, too. Look at who you're attracted to, or who's attracted to you, and think about why. These things don't happen by accident, believe me. The last thing that bothers me about this article is the idea that strap-on sex only comes in two varieties. The soft and sweet, and the humiliating bitch goddess. Real life is nothing but shades of gray. And no, I do not mean that 50 Shades of Gray. I won't even talk about that book. Don't ask. I myself am in the gray zone. I don't like the bitch goddess. I prefer a loving dominant. However, I also do get off on her asserting that dominance over me. I definitely want her to take me, but I don't want to be anyone's source of revenge. That's kind of messed up. Strap-on sex can be awesome. It can also be an amazing power exchange, feel incredible from both sides, and be a very positive experience. So, just don't let porn dissuade you and get you into this crazy headspace of what you think it should be. If you ever get around to trying pegging, take it slow. It's going to be weird and awkward at first, especially if neither one of you have ever tried it. So, be prepared for some goof-ups, having it feel awkward, and not getting the positions quite right. Just give yourself permission to have fun with it. And then, once you start to get the hang of it, then you can add some more fantasy elements. And you can, you know, take it to where you want it to go, but always try to keep a little grounded in reality. Even in my stories, I try to keep things a little grounded in reality. It makes it more real, and makes it more fun. Well, that's all for this time, folks. Please send any feedback, comments about this podcast, or my writing to arterotica@gmail.com.